Welcome back to another edition of Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest plays an integral role in the athletics department for Laredo ISD. It's Carmen Diaz Garza. Carmen, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Goyo.
Can you tell us a little bit about your position at the athletics department?
Yes. I've been with the school district, first of all, for 30 years.
Wow.
And I've been with the athletic department for 17 years.
That's fantastic.
I'm the administrative assistant to the athletic director, which is Miss Sylvia Barrera.
And what does that entail? I'm sure it's a lot, but
yes, it's a little bit of everything, I guess. Yes, it's fun, it's adventurous, and like we always say, it's never a dull moment there in our office.
I bet. And when school reopened this year, was it very different than last year when y'all were doing a lot of things virtually?
Most definitely. Yes, it was.
Is it like crazy busy?
Yes, crazy busy. And now, you know, coaches in and out and, you know.
Going to a meeting.
Community members and stuff like that. But, you know, it keeps it fun. It keeps us going. And, yes, things have changed. But always, you know, our priority are our student athletes.
And I would think right now it gets really, really busy because you have all the fall sports going on still. Cross country, football,
correct,
volleyball, and now basketball starting, and soon soccer will be starting. So I can imagine that it gets even a little more hectic right now.
Yes, and we also have, last year we only had the varsity competing. Right. So now we do have the sub-varsities, JV freshmen, and the middle school competing as well. So
I hadn't stopped to think about that.
Yes, so it's going. It's good. We enjoy it, but it, like I say, it's a lot of work and keeps us busy.
As I introduced you, two last names, the Garza part comes from your husband, Hector. You're married and a mother of two?
Yes, married, mother of two, married to a wonderful man. I feel very blessed. Since the moment I met him, well, actually, when I guess I started talking to him, because I first was introduced to him through a phone call.
Oh, wow.
By his cousin. So from there, we started to talk, and then we decided to just go out on a date. But since the very beginning, you could hear his sincerity, mm-hmm, something that I hadn't heard in a good while. So I said, you know, he's someone that I really need to, you know, spend time and see how things go. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Like you said, we have two wonderful children. I have a seventh grader, Diego, attending Memorial Middle School. And then my daughter, Deandra, which a fifth grader at Ryan Elementary.
All right. And how long have you and Hector been together, from the dating to through the marriage years?
Well, we've been together since 2007.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And he's also a school district employee, but he works for United ISD, correct?
Correct, yes. He's a police officer with United ISD.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so sometimes we compete there at the household. I tell him LISD is the place to be.
Pero con cariño.
Yes, exactly.
And what does Hector say back to you?
Nothing. He just smiles. Yeah. Yes.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he's a good guy. Exactly. He agrees.
Oh, boy. How long did it take from when you all started dating till you all actually ended up getting married?
Well, I guess we dated for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
And he finally popped the question.
Yes. We dove in. Yeah, so it's been great. It's been wonderful. When we first started, he was a parishioner at San Luis Rey,
mm-hmm,
and I was a parishioner at Holy Redeemer.
Okay.
But then when I lived my ex-retreat in 2013, I told him, I think we need to move to San Martin.
There you go.
And first he was like, no, we're going to stay in San Luis Rey. And I kept telling him, but I really like San Martin. So, you know, God is wonderful, right? God's amazing. So Hector hadn't done his first communion or confirmation.
Mm.
So he received those sacraments in the summer, I want to say, like in August, I think, early August. And I remember because my mom is his godmother for confirmation.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So he did his confirmation, or he received his sacrament of confirmation on a Wednesday. And the Thursday, he went into the X retreat.
Wow. And what year was that?
Same year, 2013. So he was, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he did his retreat. So after he came out, he said, we're moving to San Martin.
Answered prayers for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, God works in mysterious ways, right?
Yes.
And he places you where you need to be. So since then, we have been parishioners there at San Martin, and it's been great.
You're listening to Carmen Diaz Garza. She is the administrative assistant to the athletic director for Laredo ISD. We'll be right back with more on Faith and Football.
Laurel Insurance Associates, Inc., featuring partners Roberto J. Laurel, Tina Holiday Cerda, and Blas M. Martinez Jr., providing families with quality insurance benefits and superior service for over 25 years. Laurel Insurance Associates, specializing in life, health, disability, dental, vision, cancer, and employee-sponsored insurance plans. Laurel Insurance Associates, Inc., located at 4519 San Bernardo Avenue, Suite 202. For more than 20 years, Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr. has provided an enjoyable dental experience with the latest equipment and friendliest staff around. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr., offering cosmetic and sedation dentistry services. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr. at 6801 McPherson Road, Suite 225, or online at laredodentalcare.com. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr., advanced dental care beyond compare.
At Laredo Federal Credit Union, we invest in you. LFCU is open to you. LFCU online at www.laredofcu.org with three convenient locations to serve you. Laredo Federal Credit Union, proud sponsor of Faith in Football and a member of NCUA. The Laredo Chamber of Commerce, proud sponsor of Faith in Football, is a network of business people promoting the interests of businesses of all sizes and sectors. Proud sponsor of the Cola Blanca Big Bug Contest, online at laredochamberofcommerce.com. CyberEdge Technologies, specializing in residential and business IT services, including server management and monitoring services, firewalls, routers, network design solutions from small business to enterprise. Tony Lopez and CyberEdge Technologies, at 206-0179 or on the web at cyberedgetech.com.
Hello, this is Jerry from the City of Laredo Environmental Department, reminding everybody that the City of Laredo does not remove any debris from private property, such as lumber, broken sofas, mattresses, and especially any tires. By having products such as this on your property could result in a fine up to $2,000. It is your responsibility to take all debris to the city landfill. For more information or to report any illegal dumping, please call 311. Remember, don't make Laredo look bad. Please dispose your debris and tires properly.
The 124th Washington's Birthday Celebration kicks off its festivities in late January and continues through February. The celebration, with something for everyone, showcases the biggest party in South Texas, with a jalapeno festival, an air show, the carnival, two parades, pageantries, and more. Follow us on social media and at WBCALaredo.org. Welcome back to Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest is the administrative assistant to the Laredo ISD athletic director. Her name, Carmen Diaz Garza. Carmen, you were sharing with us earlier how Holy Redeemer used to be your parish. You grew up just a few blocks away from that church, didn't you?
Yes, on Coke Street.
There you go. And so how long had you been going to Holy Redeemer?
All my life.
Since you were a little girl?
Yes.
Got exactly. Your sacraments there and
yes,
everything?
Yes, everything. Yes,
wow, correct. The blue church.
Yes, the blue church. Beautiful.
And so you talked about how you and your husband, your lives changed in around 2013.
Yes.
So obviously you were already a faith-filled individual. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. My mom always, you know, instilled that in us. And, you know, ever since then, we've always been going to church, you know, attending Mass. And mainly it was just that, attending Mass, you know, on Sundays, on obligation days. But in reality, I would say once I lived my retreat, my life, I would say, and my husband's life, both of our lives changed. Even, I would say, drastically. Like, we wanted more of him. We hunger and thirst more of God. So that made us, you know, be more, want to be part of a beautiful community there at San Martin and, you know, attend more things and events that the parish offered.
So when you talk about having that hunger, how do you satisfy, what is it that you're doing now to satisfy that appetite, that desire to be closer to God?
Well, one thing that that I've been doing, and my husband attends a weekly, a monthly prayers meeting. I know that he's not consistent all the time, but, and then when COVID hit, you know, it kind of like stopped for a while. Yeah. But when I lived my retreat, I mean, we were on fire, the whole, you know, retreating team, everything. It was a beautiful retreat. It was Miss Wawi Tijerina was the director. Mm-hmm. And our theme was the walk by faith, not by sight. So since then, that month after we lived it, we had like a little prayer group, a woman's prayer group with the retreats and the team members. Mm-hmm. And we held it at the household of Rose Velasquez.
Okay.
But we were like 67 women in her household. I mean, but mind me, she has a beautiful home. You know, we were fine there, but we were quite a few. So then the next month, again, we met at her home, mm-hmm. and we were again like 62 women praying the rosary, you know, and then just talking about how things were going for us and so on and so forth. So I think at that point, we said we need to move it to San Martin, to the Life Center, mm-hmm. The Family Life Center. So we requested for permission, and we were allowed to have our monthly meeting. So since then, we've been hosting a monthly women's prayer meeting, a prayer group. Mm-hmm. We meet the last Tuesday of every month at 6:30 there at the San Martin Family Life Center.
And all women are welcome.
All women are. Even if you have not done your acts, any woman that's a non-parishioner from San Martin or a parishioner is mm-hmm. more than welcome to attend.
Just come ready to pray.
That's right. Come ready to pray. Bring your rosary.
And so you're saying your husband also attends something similar?
Yes. When he left his retreat, he also started with some team members a weekly men's prayer meeting, and they meet every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So they started strong, and they, you know, helping the community and so on and so forth. And I mean, they're still going. I know he attended maybe like about 3 weeks ago, and he said we were only four, but that was good. I mean, they still prayed the rosary.
Right, right.
And then they left, you know, they go to their households.
And it can be challenging for you all. For example, both of you lead very busy lives with work because of the commitments. Like in your case, you'll exactly. be working tomorrow. You'll be working Thursday night for the football game.
Correct.
A volleyball showcase this week and so yes. on. And then in your husband's case, as a UIZ police officer, I'm sure that that entails extra work as well. So
yes.
those kind of commitments sometimes get in the way, right?
Oh, definitely. Yes, they do. Yes, yeah. they do. He works also sometimes football games or, you know, athletic events or any events that the school district holds. So, yes, it is challenging, but our God is an awesome God. And, you know, we're not going to stop. Nothing's, you know.
Nothing's going to stop you.
Exactly.
Speaking of work, I know there's been situations where things sometimes get challenging at work. Everyone faces challenges in their workplace. Mm-hmm. And things have changed for you now because of your faith. Would you say that's correct? Sometimes
yes.
you reach out to your brothers and sisters asking for prayers?
Yes, definitely. I definitely do that. And it's an amazing group because sometimes the phone keeps vibrating or, you know, ringing. But it's that strong group that we have that they can count on us on praying for them, or, you know, or them praying for me as well. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Before driving over here, of course, you know, I said a prayer. And I sent in my different groups that I have with
the women.
With the women to, you know, to pray for me for a special intention. And honestly, that gave me strength as I was walking into your building. Every step that I took, it just gave me more strength, because I know I have their prayers and they have my back, and I know God's with me. So it's amazing. It's a beautiful feeling.
You're listening to Carmen Diaz Garza. She is the administrative assistant to the athletic director at Laredo ISD. We'll be back for our final segment of Faith in Football on 88.1 FM. La Posada Hotel, Laredo's only four-diamond hotel. La Posada Hotel, featuring well-appointed rooms and two full-service restaurants with the Zaragoza Grill and the Tack Room. Online at laposada.com. La Posada Hotel, proud sponsor of Faith and Football.
Border Olympics, a Laredo tradition for more than 80 years.
Border Olympics, proudly presented by the Women's City Club and the Fernando Salinas Charitable Trust.
Border Olympics, an all-volunteer group organizing sports tournaments such as high school basketball, high school soccer, high school golf, high school tennis, high school baseball, high school softball, high school track and field, collegiate track and field, and collegiate golf. Border Olympics, with the second oldest NCAA Division I golf tournament in America. Border Olympics, proud sponsor of the High School Football Game of the Week.
Dr. Marta Martinez of Advanced Spine Pain Solutions is double board certified in anesthesiology and pain management. Dr. Marta Martinez delivers comprehensive interventional spine and pain management in a state-of-the-art facility. Dr. Marta Martinez treats neck and back pain, joint pain, and chronic pain. Dr. Marta Martinez, a member of St. Patrick's Parish and proud sponsor of Faith in Football.
Attorney-at-Law Javier Montemayor Jr. proudly supports Faith in Football. Attorney-at-Law Javier Montemayor Jr. wishes every player a safe and successful season. For all your legal needs, Attorney-at-Law Javier Montemayor, always there to serve you. Attorney-at-Law Javier Montemayor Jr., not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization.
Hi, this is your District Attorney, Chilo Alaniz. I want to wish all of our local football teams the best of luck this season. The lessons that you learn during this season can be applied in the bigger game of life. Concepts like teamwork, charity, and sacrifice, to name a few. Remember, you can achieve any goal with dedication, determination, and discipline. Once again, this is Chilo Alaniz, proud supporter of high school football in Laredo.
Welcome back to Faith in Football. You're listening to our special guest tonight, Carmen Diaz Garza. She's the administrative assistant to the Laredo ISD athletic director, and she's been sharing the role that faith plays in her life. Earlier in the broadcast, you shared how your husband was able, about 8 years ago, was able to get his sacraments. He didn't have communion and confirmation? Is that
correct,
what
yes.
And so he finally got those, and yes. Then he lived his retreat, and,
yes.
And then life's been very different ever since.
Oh, yes.
In a good way.
Yes.
And another thing that came of that was you were in a union together civilly, but then because you received the sacraments, you were finally able to wed in the church. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, that was amazing. Monsignor Alex, we went and spoke to him, and he supported us 100%. And he's like, just pick the date and we'll do it. So it was a beautiful, beautiful small ceremony. Mm-hmm. It was just...
Family only?
Family only, in the small chapel there at San Martin. But it was the best thing that could, I guess, that happened to us. We were so excited. We cried through the service. Ever since then, I mean, we always go back and reflect to that date, because that was something that has made us stronger as a husband and wife. You know, and as parents in our relationship. And
I was going to ask that, once you have received the sacrament of matrimony, do you feel like you've grown closer to each other?
Yes, definitely. Yes, yeah. Definitely. And, you know, it's beautiful. And there's, you know, like anyone, you know, there's, you have your tribulations and you want to fall down, but, you know, you have your significant, your husband or your spouse or, you know, that picks you back up. And I'm there for him as well. Mm-hmm. There's times that, you know, he wants to like, no, come on. Let's go. So, and he does the same thing for me.
Picks you up.
Yeah, he picks me up. So, I mean, we all need that lift. But yes, it's been an amazing road. It's been an amazing time. And having God in the center of our marriage has been the best thing. I mean, he has always been there.
Right.
But after our, you know, our marriage through church, it's just gone way better.
Yeah.
Yes.
We talked about also how busy your all schedules get with athletics, him working as a police officer at UISD and you with the athletic department. So when you all are really busy like this, who takes care of your children?
Okay. My children, my mother, she's 90 years old.
Wow. What is her name?
Her name's Adela Diaz. She's an amazing mother, and she's the one that, you know, helps us take care of our children. She's amazing.
90 years young.
Yes. She just turned 90 this past December,
uh-huh.
this last year. And she's like, I need to renew my driver's license. And I said, Mom, I don't know.
Driver's license.
Yes. I was like, Mom, I don't know, you know. You know, now there's a little bit of more road rage, you know, maybe you shouldn't be driving anymore. She's like, no, I need to go renew it. So I took her and she renewed her driver's license.
DPS.
Yes, DPS approved.
There you go. And 90 years young.
State of Texas approved. Yes. And she's an amazing mother. She helps us, I mean, for all our family members, for anything. And actually, since my office is only 7 blocks from her home,
mm-hmm.
she cooks every day, and that's who I go and have lunch with every day during my lunch hour.
That's beautiful.
And she's a good cook. I eat albóndigas, chile rellenos, flautas, you name it, caldo she de res. Yeah, she does it, and she's an amazing cook, and she's an incredible mother.
Wonderful. We're running out of time. We need to get back to the second half. Is there any final thoughts or you want to share with us?
There's a message that I guess I want to, you know, share.
Mm-hmm.
And this message, I read it. And to be honest with you, I can't remember where I read it. So, you know, but I do have it there on my desk area. And it's a message from God. And it says, life with me. It's not immunity from difficulties, but peace in difficulties.
Mm.
So always know that our awesome God is with us every day, every second, every minute. And not only because he's with us, we will not run into those tribulations and difficulties, but just knowing that having him in our hearts and on our side, it should give us peace because we should trust in him.
Amen. Carmen Diaz Garza, our special guest tonight. She's the administrative assistant to the Laredo ISD Athletic Director. And you've been listening to Faith in Football. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half on 88.1 FM.
Hi, this is Mercurio Martinez III, and I am your city councilman representing District 3. I want to say thank you to KHOY and Goyo Lopez for airing Faith in Football. 36 years of service to Laredo. That's 36 years of making a change for the positive and making a difference. Here at the City of Laredo, we support KHOY, their mission, and airing high school football games. Thank you, Goyo.
Aguero Funeral Home and Crematorium proudly sponsors Faith in Football. Aguero Funeral Home and Crematorium offers an array of options on burial and cremation services. Mario Aguero and Associates would be honored to assist you in honoring your loved one's wishes during one of life's most difficult moments. Aguero Funeral Home and Crematorium, online at aguerofuneral.com, by phone at 722-2000, or in person at 4402 E. Saunders. Illnesses and injuries don't have regular business hours. Neither does the Laredo Care Clinic. The Laredo Care Clinic provides quality, affordable care with convenient evening and weekend hours for your minor illnesses and injuries. Laredo Care Clinic provides a wide range of services to keep you and your loved ones healthy with two convenient locations at 10201 McPherson Road, Suite 300, and the south location at 4415 U.S. Highway 83. MyLaredoCareClinic.com. Texas A&M International University students have a powerful opportunity to be part of the university's partnership TAMIU and Alliance for Good. 12 local agencies have partnered with TAMIU to provide students with mutually beneficial activities that further their mission and strengthen student experiences in civic engagement as well as social responsibility across learning, teaching, research, and service. You see, at TAMIU, service to others is a core value. That's how TAMIU goes beyond. Find out more at TAMIU.edu. Faith in Football is brought to you in part by Fiesta Adult Daycare at 6508 North Bartlett. Services including nursing, nutrition, social services, activities, transportation needs, and more. Fiesta Adult Daycare at 956-723-4690. Proud sponsor of Faith in Football and KHOY.